In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord bless us, amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages, amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, thine the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever, amen. Let us give thanks to the beneficent and merciful God, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, for he has covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to him, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let us also ask him, the Lord our God, the Pantocrator, to guard us in all peace this holy day and all the days of our life. O Master, Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition. For you have covered us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, had compassion on us, supported us, and brought us to this hour. Let therefore us entreat your goodness, O philanthropic one, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life, in all peace in your fear, all temptation, all the work of Satan, the counsel of wicked men, and the rising up of enemies hidden and manifest. Take them away from us, and from your people, and from this holy place that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us. For it is you who have given us the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one by the grace, compassion, and philanthropy of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, through whom the glory, the honor, the dominion, and the adoration are due unto you, with him and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver, who is of one essence with you now and at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercy. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Alleluia. The compliant prayer of this blessed day is offered to Christ, my King and God, beseeching him to forgive my sins. From the Psalms of David, the prophet and king, may his blessings be with us all. Amen. We can pick one or two psalms to read. So Psalm 136. By the rivers of Babylon there we sat down. Yeah, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hung our harps upon the willows in the midst of it. For there those who carried us away captive required of us a song, and those who plundered us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget your skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my chief joy, remember, O Lord, against the sons of Aram, the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it to its very foundation. O daughter of Babylon, who art to be destroyed, happy shall he be who repays you as you have served us. Happy shall he be who takes and dashes your little ones against the rock. Alleluia. Psalm 140. Lord, I cry out to you, make haste to me. Give ear to my voice when I cry out to you. Let my prayer be set before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Do not incline my heart to any evil thing, to practice wicked works with men who work iniquity, and do not let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me, it shall be a kindness, and let him reprove me, it shall be as excellent oil. Let my head not refuse it, for still my prayer is against the deeds of the wicked. Their judges are overthrown by the sides of the cliff, and they hear my words, for they are sweet. Our bones are scattered at the mouth of the grave, as when one plows and breaks up the earth. But my eyes are upon you, O God the Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not leave my soul destitute. Keep me from the snares which they have laid for me, and from the traps of the workers of iniquity. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I escape safely. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 doxasio Theos in all. The gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke. May his blessings be with us. Amen. Can anyone read the gospel, please?
And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you're letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.
Nem pie pnevma etho abji akia exoti emonaina.
Behold, I'm up to stand before the just and righteous judge, terrified and trembling because of my numerous sins. For life wasted in worldly pleasures deserves condemnation. So repent therefore, my soul, as long as you dwell on this earth. For the lost in the grave cannot offer any praise, and among the dead no one can remember, nor can anyone in Hades give thanks. Therefore, arise my soul from slumber of your laziness, and implore the Savior in repentance, saying, O God, have mercy on me and save me.
Were this life on earth everlasting and this world ever existing, you would have had an excuse, O my soul. But now, if your wicked deeds and repulsive evils were to be exposed before the righteous judge, what answer would you be giving while you were lying in the bed of sins and negligent of disciplining your body? O Christ, our God, before your awesome seat of judgment I am terrified, and before your council of judgment I am dreadful, and from the radiant light of your divinity I tremble. For I am a wretched and defiled person who lies in bed careless of the ways of my life. Yet I take example of the tax collector's penance, beating my chest and saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
Pure Virgin, set down the shadow of your incentive aid upon your servant. Remove from me all evil thoughts and raise my sick soul to pray and watch, for it has been lying long in deep sleep. For you alone are capable, Mother, Fountain of life, my King and my God, Jesus Christ, my hope.
Amen. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as our hope is set on you. For the eyes of all look expectantly to you, for you give them their food in due season. Hear us, O God, our Savior, for you are the hope of everyone. And you, O Lord, shall keep us and preserve us from the generation forever. Amen. Blessed are you, O Lord, teach me your justice. Blessed are you, O Lord, make me understand your laws. Blessed are you, O Lord, lead me in your righteousness. Lord, your mercy is everlasting and endures forever. The creation of your own hands, O Lord, do not reject. For you are my refuge from generation to generation. I ask the Lord, saying, Lord, have mercy on me and save my soul. For I have sinned against you. Deliver me, O Lord, for in you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. With you is the fountain of life, and your light we see light. Let your loving kindness continue to those who know you, and your righteousness to be brighter. You are worthy to receive all blessing and praise and glory, O Father, together with your Son and your Holy Spirit, who is and was since the beginning, and who is to come, the eternal, ever-existing God. Amen. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praise to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was crucified for us, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who has rose from the dead, send into the heavens, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and always, unto the ages of ages. Amen. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, remit our sins. O Lord, pardon our iniquities. Lord, forgive us our trespasses. O Lord, visit the sick of your people. Heal them for the sake of your holy name. Our fathers and brethren who have slept, O Lord, repose their souls. O Lord, who are without sin, have mercy upon us. O sinless one, help us and accept our prayers to you. For glory, dominion, and triple holiness are due to you. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless us. Amen. And make us worthy to pray thankfully to you, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, thine the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen. We exalt you, the Mother of the true light, and we glorify you, O Saint and Theotokos, for you brought forth unto us the Savior of the whole world. He came and saved our souls. Glory to you, our Master, our King, Christ, the pride of the apostles, the crown of the martyrs, the joy of the righteous, steadfastness of the churches, and the forgiveness of sins. We proclaim the Holy Trinity in one Godhead. We worship him. We glorify him. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, bless. Amen. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, who created the heaven and earth, and all seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light out of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the life-giver, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets and in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We confess our own baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming ages. Amen. Our Lord, listen to us and have mercy on us and forgive us our sins. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. 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 Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy. Kyrie eleison, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of your glory and honor. O God, the Father Almighty, have mercy upon us. O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. O Lord God of hosts, be with us, for we have no helper in our tribulations and adversities but you. O God, absolve, remit, and forgive our sins, which we did willfully and unwillfully, those which committed knowingly and unknowingly, the concealed ones and manifest ones. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us, according to your mercy and not according to our sins. And make us worthy, God, to pray thankfully to you, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus, our Lord, and the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Lord, all the sins we have committed against you in this day, whether in deed or in word or in thought or through any of our senses, please do forgive and pardon us for the sake of your holy name, O good Lord, lover of mankind. Grant us a peaceful night and a sleep free of all worry and anxiety. Send us the guardian angel to protect us from all evil and from every affliction and temptation of the enemy. Through the grace and compassion and the love of mankind, of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is worthy to receive all glory and honor and power, which are also due to you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, the life-giver. Amen. Who is one essence with you now and forever until the end of all ages. Amen. Have mercy upon us, O God, have mercy upon us, who at all times and every hour is worshipped and glorified in heaven and on earth. O Christ, our good Lord, who is long-suffering, abundant in mercy and full of compassion, who loves the righteous and shows mercy to all sinners, of whom I am chief, who does not wish the death of the sinner, but rather to repent and to live, who calls all men to salvation and to the promised forthcoming rewards. O Lord, accept our prayers at this hour and at every hour. Facilitate our lives and guide us to act according to your commandments. Sanctify our souls, cleanse our bodies, set right our thoughts, purify our intentions, heal our sickness, forgive us our sins, and deliver us from every evil, grief, and anguish of heart. Surround us by your holy angels, that we may be guided and guarded by them to attain the unity of the faith and the knowledge of your imperceptible and infinite glory, for you are blessed forever, amen. And least not, not last, please forgive us our sins and have mercy upon us, and hear us when we pray thankfully to you, our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus, our Lord, in the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.